to Catch the Current Boston Style. I'm Amanda Buckle.
And I'm Lauren Castiglione, and we are recording from Seafood Expo North America. Joining us now on the pod is Keith Singleton and Scott Zandvig of Alaskan Leader Seafoods.
And you guys have some name changes. We tried to introduce you. We're going to let you guys introduce yourselves. What's going on here?
Hey, I know. We had to pinch hit at the last minute, come out with a new product for the show. But with all that fanfare going on, it's pretty exciting. Everyone's kind of overlooked the fact that we made a monumental move here recently. We moved Scott up from VP of sales to actually president of the company.
Congratulations, Scott.
Thank you very much. Honored to be leading the team into the next chapter. So thank you.
That's fantastic. And we're going to talk about this next chapter because it includes an exciting new product. But Keith, now you are creative director.
We just made up the title.
The creative director. I love it.
Someone said, whatever it is. No, I like creating things. And my wife knows that. Their kitchen is always making something. And we came up with a really great product. You know, of course, don't elaborate too much on it, but the miso black cod is extremely popular, super successful. The boats are fishing. Everybody's excited. Crew members are having no problem getting crew. There's all kinds of new expenses with fuel and shipping and everything. So it could not have happened at a better time. So moving forward from that, as we were gaining all that popularity with the miso black cod, winning awards at Symphony of Seafoods, all kinds of acclaims. The pink salmon people came to us. All the salmon guys are like, hey, would you mind helping us with a pink salmon product? So for about several months, actually a year, we've been kicking around the idea, what could go well with it? Well, guess what? Pulling a recipe out of the old book of the lemon herb butter on wild Alaska cod.
Okay.
We said, I wonder if that would work. Well, lemon herb butter, it's got a lot of fat in it. As we know, salmon's very lean. So we pulled the lemon herb butter out. We made up a sauce, and then it tasted great. It was amazing. And we said, we need to add something to it. And Scott and I have always said, I wish we could figure out how to put the shrimp on codfish, because shrimp's the number one seller. So, well, hold on a minute. Let's try this. So we went over to our friends at Bornstein's, and they gave us some samples to try. And lo and behold, we cooked it up. He cooked it up for his family. He called me. He goes, dude, they ate everything. And so I was like, oh, no. So then I cooked some up with my wife. We tried it. And I said, I think we got a winner. Then we took it out and we made a bunch of samples and gave it around. Our usual focus group is our friends. We handed out lots and lots of portions. Everyone else came back with the same answer. This stuff is awesome. So then we just, great, Boston's coming. Let's launch it at Boston. So we've kind of like held it under wraps.
How long have you been holding this under wraps then? How are you holding this out?
Under wraps for, I don't know, it's been a few months.
Wow.
Very hard for us, especially me.
Yes.
I really wanted to launch it. But having you here is wonderful. Thank you so much. We think that the salmon fishermen are going to be super excited for this because pinks have just not had their day yet. They've been destined for canned salmon. Mm-hmm. This thing here has got an absolute winner future for it. Go with wild Alaska salmon, whatever fits the mold of the company that you're getting it from. You know, this one here, we're getting support. Again, taking a page out of the miso box, we're getting our fish from a variety of packers. We want everybody to participate. If it's going to be successful, we all need to do this together. There's no way one company can do this.
Yeah.
So we just happen to have we got energy and a great flavor and a good name. And Alaskan Leader has really led the way with the cod for the last 15 years. We've been building that brand. So we add the pink salmon to the brand. Now we've got it aligned.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, and the main thing is because we're a fishing company, remember we have 200 employees, 185 are fishermen. So that resonates with us. It resonates with the buyers from all these stores and restaurant chains. And so adding another product onto our product line, as Scott alludes to most all the time,
yeah,
we just bring in another product. We're already there. We're already talking to the buyers.
Yeah.
And they trust us. And so we've always delivered, you know, top quality products. So that's where we're at right now. The Saners needed some help, and we're going to give them that.
Okay. And now, you know, telling the story about Alaskan Leader and your fishermen, how you're doing that now is that you've partnered recently with Dorona, the Distinguished Restaurants of North America group. Now,
wonderful.
How the retail side of things got to be very different from the food service side.
The part about the Dorona was flattering, to say the least. They're the Distinguished Restaurants of North America. I think they have 4,000 members. That's like you have to be white linen tablecloth, Crystal, you know.
I mean, look at their partners. They don't have a lot of partners, and you're the only seafood partner on
there.
Yep.
They said, we don't have a seafood partner. We'd like to make you it. And we just said, wow, Scott and I are like, we'd be honored. We're flattered. And so what was really nice is it dovetailed in with our U.S. Foods distribution that we have. So we're ready to go for restaurants. So I think Scott told me the other day there's like 74 depots of U.S. Foods. And we're only in how many of them? Six or eight? Got a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Black Guy's not going anywhere but up.
Now, how do you get, like, you know, so you just get picked up by U.S. Foods. Wouldn't you think that they would be in all of them? Or how do you get into more?
And you got to slowly, you know, work with the teams, making sure that they're educated and selling the product as well. Just going out there, helping them get some restaurant contacts, maybe bringing some contacts to them, whether they're large-scale chains or mid-level chains, and then let it start to slowly grow organically. And okay. Derona's hopefully a key partner in helping us do that.
Okay. So I'm interested to learn how you're working with Derona to educate those chefs and, you know, getting that message about the wild-caught Alaskan seafood so that they can better communicate the value and importance to the consumers?
It's a great question because we have a sample program. So then they introduce us. So right now we're in their books getting printed right now, their magazine, their catalog. So we're in that, and that's going to go out to all their members.
Mm-hmm.
So then the member has, they can go on the QR code on our ad in there, and they can get a hold of us, direct email. And if it's a place that would love to see a sample, well, that's where FedEx comes in. So we ship a lot of samples out.
Yeah.
And we're just happy to give them samples because that once they eat it, they're ordering it. They'd
yeah.
just be crazy not to.
Well, Alaskan Leader is at Seafood Expo North America for the next few days. So what booth can they find you guys at?
Scott?
Booth 1645 will be here ready to rock and roll with samples of miso black cod and even launching our new products.
All right. Thanks, Keith. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Thank you.